Part autobiography and part oral history of the 8-year Iraqi-imposed war against Iran in the 1980s, One Woman's War, Da, became an instant national bestseller when it was published in Persian in 2008. The book has now been translated into English by Professor Paul Sprachman from Rutgers University. Iran's permanent mission to the United Nations invited the author for a book signing ceremony in New York, where Sprachman elaborated on why, as an American, he decided to translate the book.
I came to an understanding of a war that, to some extent, my country, meaning the United States, was complicit in supplying Saddam Hussein with arms and intelligence and trying to create what I call in my classes a balance of weakness in the Middle East. I thought I should do something to show what people who are victims of our technology go through.
The book is the story of Zahra Hosseini, whose Kurdish family found refuge in Iran after being expelled from their native Iraq. There are three parts to the book. The second and largest part deals with her experiences during the first 3 weeks of the Iran-Iraq war, including her activities as a collector of body parts and washer of corpses, her role as a nurse to the wounded, and her role among combatants who defended the city of Khorramshahr in southwestern Iran, and above all, as Da, meaning mother in Kurdish. While the book was part of a larger project to record the oral histories of Iranian women who took part in the Iran-Iraq war, many readers see Da as an epic of grief and suffering that evokes a formative event, the martyrdom of the third Shia Imam Hussein ibn Ali, his family, and followers in the Battle of Karbala in the 7th century.
We believe that the spirituality in Iran's war was the main important criteria that Iranian war had. Because of that, this book referred to this, spirituality of the people of Iran, especially women.
One Woman's War, Da, is also being translated into Urdu and Turkish. The book is now available on Amazon. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.